This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is over there. Terps tonight at Michigan. We'll talk about that with Walt Williams, Orioles and Twins, Fort Myers, 105. Keep you up to date on the score. Final hour of our show. Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Have some NFL lunch with him. Max Crosby wants Aaron Rodgers in Vegas. Does Tom Brady want him in Vegas? I guess that would be the question. And Ronnie Stanley is the number one rated free agent in the NFL. Is that a good or bad thing for free agency here? Especially if he sticks around in Baltimore.
The bad thing, Bob, is going to be if they don't get him signed before free agency starts. If he goes and tests the water, I think he's gone.
And then Rosengarten will slide over to the left side, as we just talked about. So we got a lot to get into. Stay tuned for that. But right now, let's count that midweek money, hopefully, buy or sell.
Bob, I will say that if Ronnie does end up going elsewhere, I think everybody be playing the cuts of Eric DeCostas here. I feel real good about it.
Yeah.
You know, the Dow, now, a half hour ago, my phone was all red. Now it's all green. The Dow's up 117. The NASDAQ's up 13. And S&P's up 3. DraftKings up $1.09. Under Armour's up 2 cents.
Get started today in the NFL. Discussions about Kyle Pitts. When's that breakout season going to come? Well, that's become an annual tradition at this point. Since being taken fourth overall in 2021, just one season of 1,000 yards and 10 total touchdowns in his career. Atlanta still went ahead, picked up the fifth-year option. That was last offseason. So one more try at this before they figure out what they want to do with him long-term. Going to be a free agent next year. Outside of 2022, where he missed some time, durability hasn't really been a concern for him. Maybe they thought they were getting more out of him when they signed Kirk Cousins, but that blew up in their face. Buy or sell, Vinny, Pitts would have to set career highs across the board for Atlanta to even consider signing him long term.
I'll buy that, because it's been they're hoping, and maybe with Michael Penix it takes off. But is he a talented guy? Absolutely. But yeah, you got to show me.
Over to the NBA, Steve Kerr never shy about speaking his mind, especially when it comes to officiating. That was the case earlier this week when he was given a technical foul after arguing with the refs over what he thought was a missed travel. The quote here from Kerr says, "They do a great job. They work their tails off and communicate well. But I see 5 or 6 travels a game that aren't called." Now, he also admits that his own team is getting away with some of these travels, but when the fans, everyone watching at home, can see it, it's not a good look for the refs. Overall, he says they need a change here, quote, for the good of the game. Are you buying or selling, Bob, that the NBA will ever make it an emphasis to call travels at the rate of other fouls?
I'll soft buy it. they'll get into it for a bit, like we see in, you know, remember baseball, emphasizing the balk, and everyone was calling balks, and then the Ravens Chiefs, Ronnie Stanley lining up, you know, behind the line of scrimmage 50 times in the first quarter, or first drive of that game, then it disappears. First of all, it's a rule of the game. Forget about the integrity. It's a rule. You know, two steps, that's all you get. And just do yourself a favor, everyone. There's a YouTube clip of traveling not called. It's 1,000 of them a game. And, oh, by the way, 3 seconds used to be a thing, too.
Yeah.
And I know everybody shoots threes nowadays, but somebody kind of just plants themselves in the paint and watches all them bricks getting thrown all over the floor. But, yeah, it's a roll. Let's do it. Emphasize. And I like how he soft-sold it. Hey, they bust their asses, but they suck. Because there is a rule that's blatantly that we benefited from that they're not calling here or enforcing.
Back to the NFL, the Rams have committed to Matthew Stafford as their quarterback for at least the immediate future, but maybe a need for a quality backup there when you're rolling with a quarterback in his late 30s. Overall, Stafford, pretty healthy. At 2022, he missed significant time, but outside of that, pretty durable here late in his career. Jimmy G was their backup last year. Didn't really need him outside of Week 18 when they rested all their starters, but he himself has had durability concerns in his career. Sean McVay says they would love to bring him back for the backup role again. And, of course, Stetson Bennett still on the roster as well. But Vinny, buy or sell, the Rams need a more stable backup option before next season begins.
I'll sell that. I mean, like you just said, Stafford played other than Week 18. So, I mean, Jimmy G, if he gets hurt, it's in the parking lot or on the practice field. So, no, I think they'll be fine with that.
Over to baseball, the quest to get Pete Rose reinstated by the league, it hasn't stopped following his passing last September. The Pete Rose family has recently met with Rob Manfred and filed another petition to have the all-time hit king welcome back and maybe even up for Hall of Fame consideration as well. As we know, Manfred, you know, is looking this over, but is it just a courtesy to the family, an actual decision on his part? You remember about 10 years ago, he rejected Pete Rose's petition for reinstatement. Oddly enough, if you remember 10 days, somewhere in there, about a week before Rose did pass, he had an interview where he said that he believes he'll only get in if he does get into the Hall of Fame after he dies. Are you buying or selling that MLB will posthumously honor Rose with reinstatement?
I'll buy it because from what I was reading, and I was reading the same story you were, Manfred lifetime ban. He's not alive anymore. So does that mean based on verbiage? I don't say it's a technicality because, you know, he's in the next dimension. Well, you know, since he's not alive, then he's not banned any longer. Now, reinstate him doesn't necessarily mean he'll get into the Hall of Fame because the pencil pushers might still vote to keep him out because, you know, they are against steroids and all of the good stuff that goes along with it. So I'll buy that. Question is, what does that mean for Joe Jackson then?
Right.
Because now you've all of a sudden, well, Shoeless Joe, remember, his career batting average was almost .360, and he would certainly qualify for the Hall of Fame, but he, you know, the Black Sox of 1919, he was the most infamous of them. So if you reinstate or take him off the banned list, then Joe Jackson's got to be quick to follow. And Shoeless Joe died in the 50s. So he's been gone for quite some time, but I'm sure there's a family member that would be like, whoa, you guys make movies and write books about this dude. Let's give him a little love here, too.
And, you know, I mean, the media circus that would follow if he was reinstated, however long Manfred's tenure as commissioner is, doesn't matter. That would be the first bullet point on his resume, reinstated Pete Rose. That would be the thing that everyone remembers about his tenure. It's a tough call.
Yeah.
Tough.
Again, even if they reinstate him, doesn't guarantee that the baseball writers will vote him in. So he still might not get in, but he'll have a, you know, air quotes, fair chance.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Chance to do so.
And our last story here in the NFL, Hassan Reddick. He's a free agent again this offseason, but his value, safe to say, it's not what it was when he was trying to force his way off the Eagles. Of course, ended up landing with the Jets and started up a contract dispute with them as well. Didn't suit up in a game until week 8 and finished the season with just one sack. So how much do you weigh that against his previous four seasons where he was outstanding, had double-digit sacks every single year, was even in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation in 2022. Buy or sell, Vinny, Reddick will still command a multi-year deal despite his rough 24.
Multi-year deal.
30 years old, by the way.
I'm going to sell it. I think that he didn't have his legs, you know, because who knows what he did that whole off season and whole training camp. And you go in week 8 and try to get yourself ready to play. He probably didn't even feel good the whole season. I think if a team gets him in and gets him in the off season program, look at Van Noy, what he did. I think, you know, the kid could probably have some success early on. I don't know that I would want to pay him a lot of money, multi-year deal, because I don't know for sure what I'm getting.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, preview Maryland and Michigan with the Wizard Walt Williams. Stay tuned for that. Get back to the Ravens draft class of 24 with their third pick last year, Adisa Isaac. Do they have a pass rusher on the roster in this young man? We can get into that and more. Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, he'll have some NFL lunch with us, and we'll get into the Orioles and Twins lineup, keep you up to date on the score. And then we'll replay Kevin Willard, head coach of the Terps. He was on the show yesterday talking about not only tonight's game, but also the importance of Gary Williams to him and this Maryland program as Gary Land celebrated his 80th birthday. Let that sink in.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.